Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Maaser Sheni Parakei Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman V'Zugasa Marzit V'Chayes Chalatim. They should be given for that Sachat Sachan Siat Dishmai Good Health Parnas B'Shefa and Kol Tivsela and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zeicher to find her Zivik Hagun B'Kar of Mamish. And we continue talking about Karam Ravai and Netar Ravai. The Mishnah tells us Karam Ravai. When we're dealing with Karam Ravai, Beishamay Ayim Beishamay says Ein Loi Chaimish VeEin Loi Beer. A person doesn't have to add on to a fifth when he's redeeming it, and there's no chiyuv of beer. What is beer? So we know that a person has to take off certain maisers every year. There's Maaser Sheni, some years there's Maaser Ani, and the person has to bring his Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, Maaser Ani has to be given to the Aniyim. But let's say a person didn't do that. He just separated it, he has it sitting in his house, but he didn't get rid of it yet. There's a certain point in time that's called Biur Maaseres that he has to get rid of his Maaser that's in his house. So Beis Shammai just told us that Karam Ravai does not have his Chiyuv of beer. Beis Hillel says, Yeshlai, it does have a Chiyuv of beer, and when he redeems it, he has to add on a fifth. Now, what exactly is their Machlaikis? Their Machlaikis is, do we say that Karam Ravai is just like Maaser Sheni? According to Beis Hillel, Karam Ravai is just like Maaser Sheni. It has Kedusha, therefore when he's paided, he has to add on a fifth, and also is just like Maaser Sheni in the fact that it has beer. However, Beis Shammai holds that Karam Ravai is just like regular chulin, it's just like regular produce, and the only thing is that it has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. So if he wants to redeem it, he can redeem it, but he doesn't have to add on a fifth, and there's no chiv of beer because it's not like Maaser Sheni. Now we see another place where this machlekes comes out. Beis Shammai says, Yeshlei Peret v'yeshlei Leilois, the Karam Ravai has a chiv of Peret and Oilois. And the Aniyim have to redeem it themselves. Now, what's Peret and Oilois? So we've had this previously. Just like we know there's a Chiyuv of Lekat Shechen Peah in, let's say, a wheat field, so there's a similar Chiyuv called Peret and Oilois when it comes to grapes. If as he's harvesting his grapes, he sees an underdeveloped cluster or some grapes fall to the floor, he has to leave that for Aniyim. Beis Shammai says that Karam Ravai is just like regular grapes, as we said before, they don't have Kedusha, so therefore there's a Chiyuv of Peret and Oilois, it has to be left for Aniyim, and when the Aniyim take it, they have to redeem this Karam Ravai themselves. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Kula Legas, everything goes to the press. Just like we said before, Beis Hillel holds Karam Ravai has Kedusha like Maaser Sheni, therefore none of it goes to Aniyim, so there's no Chiyuv of Peret and Oilois, and that means that he collects all of his Karam Ravai, he could put it in the Gas, which is the wine press, he can make wine out of it, and bring all of that wine up to Yerushalayim, or he could redeem it and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. And now Mishnah Dalet asks, Ketzad Poid Netar Ravai, how is it that a person goes about redeeming Netar Ravai? Now there's a big difference between Maaser Sheni and Netar Ravai. We've learned that by Maaser Sheni, when he's redeeming it, he does not take any costs that he's going to incur in the processing of this fruit into consideration. That has to come out of his pocket. It doesn't come out of Maaser Sheni. However, by Netar Ravai, we don't say that. The Mishnah tells us, Menechas Asal Pishloisha, he takes a basket of fruit and he places it in front of three people. These are the experts that are going to determine how much he has to redeem it for. Va'aymer, and he says, Kama Adam Ritzel Liftoit Loi Basela, how many of these baskets of fruit would a person be willing to redeem for a Sela? Almanas Lahoitzi Yitzis Mibesoi, with the knowledge that he's going to have to pay for the expenditures. And then these three experts determine how much money that would be. And they realize that since a person is going to have to be spending money in order to process these fruits, he's going to pay less than market value for a basket of these fruits. Now, once they decide how much money that is, Umeneachas Amais, this fellow places down the money. Va'aymer, and he says, Kol Anilkat Mizemuchol Amais Ha'elu, anything which is taken from this Netar Ravai or this Karam Ravai is mechol on this money, bekach vekach salam besela, for the price of so many baskets for a sela. So let's say these experts determine that it's three baskets for one sela, and he goes about picking a whole bunch of baskets of fruit, and he turns up with nine baskets of this fruit, so that means that the Karam Ravai status of these nine baskets are going to be transferred onto these three sloyim. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.